Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Hey, Mr. President, all you congressmen too, you got me frustrated. And I don't know what to do. I'm trying to make a living.
Well, good morning. Welcome, everybody. I am Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show Home and a Mortgage Talk on your podcast of choice from iHeart, iTunes, or radio, KRDO News Radio, where Matt, my radio producer, and I are bringing you another wonderful topic between just you and me. The writing is on the paper. The energy drink has been opened. Oh, baby. And we've got a conversation, a topic between you and I that is good as it gets. We've had some good subjects. I've got another good guest today, Jason Holmes from Rocky Mountain Climate. It's the right time of the year now that it's getting a little bit cooler to have that conversation about your climate control, your HVAC, and your heating systems, and gaining efficiency as our electric and gas bills increase. You can be prepared. And I'm your friend. You can contact me directly at 330-1457. That's my direct phone number. People are always surprised, in fact, when Carol called this last week. Amanda, actually Ben, her husband, surprised that I took the call when Doug called, when Tom called. It's the type and the time of season that I enjoy because the summer gets so incredibly busy. Spring was added to that this year. And now things are slowing down a little bit so we can all breathe. We can get ready to lay out what we're thankful for Thanksgiving. But more importantly, just celebrating this weekend from this last Thursday's Veterans Day. Thank you for all you that have served. Good friend of mine, Justin, dropped by a bottle of wine just saying, Jay, thank you for serving. I served for an entire career in the Army as a pilot, really a medical evacuation officer, an ambulance driver in the sky. I was patient administration before that, but soldier first, Army soldier right there at Fort Carson where I retired. And if you've served or someone next to you, a loved one has served, please say thank you. One of the reasons we are a free country today, we are still free, and much of it is on the back of our veterans, and just as importantly, their families. Families of veterans serve just as much as a veteran does. So I want to say thank you, and I'm going to have Jason Holmes in the second segment, but I've got a great show, a great teaching, a great conversation to have with you, and I've named this show with the drum roll, Matt. The Backlog Blues. So, the Backlog Blues, the show is premised on this post-COVID shutdown stuff. The muse for this program for me is that I've just finished up the construction over the last year. The timing couldn't be more unique for the construction of 8 townhomes in Woodland Park, the Grace Townhomes. And this last week, I've actually, with my friend and partner, sold 5 out of 8 of them right out of the bat. These poor folks were delayed multiple times and were not even in the worst position. But the muse for this show is that we added more than $400,000 of added construction, material, city department delays because of closure and limited schedules and all of that. And with the economy as robust as it was going into this, thank God, there is enough energy in the economy to even succumb those shortfalls. We have stimulus that is added to the unemployment. We've had the benefit blues. We've had the ports closed, the supply chains choked out. We've had materials. And I've experienced this firsthand, my friend. The Lord so loves me that I get through it all. But I ordered $50,000 of Pella windows like in May, and they're not all in yet. It's taking 7 months to get windows from Iowa. I mean, you could have walked from Iowa to Colorado in a shorter time than that. And it's not around the world. There's some things, my friends, that are going fast. Mortgage and real estate continues to go fast. The financial markets continue to go fast, but with the blues in these other areas, there's actually builders out there that can't deliver homes because garage doors and tankless water heaters are not available. Components are not available. Pumps are not available. And I'm going to talk about all of that today, not in the negative, but just in the reality. Going to talk about how a product American made can't get from Iowa in 7 months, but then a custom made European skylight can get from Denmark in 6 weeks. There's issues all around, but most importantly, what I'm going to talk to you today is why are these services and products delayed? Why are we scarce of employees and short of workers for the companies? If demand is up, we should be worried because the access to all of these services and stuff are short. So what can you do as a consumer? I just told you here less than 6 weeks ago that it was a good time to renovate your house because houses were so incredibly expensive and difficult to get in the summer. Well, I'm going to amend that conversation a little bit where you just might want to put off some home improvements if things are still considerably more expensive than they're worth. We're going to have that conversation and understand that you can call me directly at 330-1457 and I can walk you through this. I have experience through the building of the townhomes, what I'm going through, a six-figure hail replacement project on my house this year. The Lord and my circumstance have had me in the eye of the storm and I want to help you through it. But most importantly today, I'm going to focus on the other side, the positive side. Our system of supply and materials have been clamped down a little bit, but we've also simultaneously have got the millennials who are coming of age. And I have my theory because regardless of COVID, I believe that we would be in a tight situation with the supply and demand realities of there's more people demanding products, more people demanding houses, more people demanding services because the millennials are coming of age. And I'm going to talk about that, the size of the generation, why these coming years in 2022, 23, 24, 25, 2026 are instrumental, and how you can plan and benefit from it. But immediately over the break, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. I'd love to earn your business with your next purchase or refinance loan. I'm a licensed loan originator in Colorado here where our team, my office is right downtown on the Colorado and Cascade corner, but also I'm licensed in 9 other states. So I want to help you here and I want to help you across state lines. Been licensed since 2009. That's very important. And it's not just mortgage. I'm going to talk a little bit about local news where Zillow is laying off more than 20 individuals in our local market and they're actually ending their Zillow offering services, their Zillow offering unit, which means their iBuyer services are going away. And there are dozens and dozens and possibly hundreds of homes coming available for you. So it's going to be a great winter to shop in El Paso County. No overbids, actually get some deals, but you have to call me. I'll help you get prepared, certified with Churchill and a mortgage. So call me during the break at 330-1457 to get things started. I'm going to be right back after these messages with Jason Holmes from Rocky Mountain Climate and the continued conversation on today's show, The Backlog Blues.
Now you take that paper dollar, it's only that name. The way that buck is struck, it's a low-down dirty shame. That's why I got the blues.
All aboard!
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Well, welcome back. I am Jay Garvin, your host of The Jay Garvin Show, where today I'm talking about the backlog blues, and I have my theory about that with some of the supply chain, some of the ports, some of the stimulus money that is keeping some unemployed people home and the motivations to get the market going. But I'm more of an optimist, and I believe with or without COVID-19, with or without the shutdowns, Colorado Springs, El Paso County, we are so incredibly blessed because there's a lot of growth, a lot of expansion, a lot of demand, and some of that comes from the tremendous attractive nature of our city. But in the latter half of the show, after I finish having a talk with Jason Holmes here, I'm going to talk about the millennials and with actuary numbers, birth years, and the median age for buying homes and for creating households between being 40 years old and 50 years old, that it's more of a supply and demand thing with there's just more consumers coming to market than there are products and services and even team members, employees available. That's why it's so important that you call me at 330-1457. We can set up a 15-minute appointment that I can walk you through this. See how you can eliminate debt through an extreme makeover mortgage, shorten the term of your loan. Mortgages aren't slowed down. Real estate's not slowed down. The financial markets are not slowed down. And this is a time that you need to focus on that. You need to focus on efficiency, not only in your finances and in your real estate and your budgeting, but also in your lifestyle. I do a lot on health, but also you need to have everything around you efficient. And Jason, you're living right in the middle of efficiency, aren't you?
Right in the middle of it. Right dad smack in the middle.
And with Rocky Mountain Climate and your ironclad partnership with Trane Corporation, it's just huge because that's a Midwestern company. I think it's the time to buy American. A lot of these supply chains are clogged at the ports in Washington State, California State, New York, the East Coast and stuff. I believe Texas and Florida are fighting to stay open. But, you know, your product comes right from the Midwest and Trane Corporation, right?
Correct, yeah, down in Tyler, Texas. Actually, commercials up there and we're down there in Pueblo. And yep. Then, of course, in your hometown of La Crosse.
Yep. And then my wife just visited her best friend, Chanda, in Minneapolis, where her husband, Chris, is a huge executive with Trane and is traveling all over the country, getting stuff open, getting product.
Yep.
But the big word with Trane is, other than, what does it says, nothing.
It's hard to stop a train.
It's hard to stop a train. They're the most efficient units out there. They're American-made products. And share with us a little bit the conversations you have with your customers at Rocky Mountain about efficiency and what your advice is in that category.
My advice, and I think the last time we talked, we were talking about the Energy Information Administration releasing projected forecast and futures for natural gases, heating oils, propane.
Uh-huh.
Since we've had that talk, they released percentages of increases on all three of those gases used to heat the homes.
Uh-huh. That's going to be a big thing here in Colorado Springs, because not only is it gas to heat the homes, but now, you know, like Drake Power Plant isn't operated by coal anymore.
Yep.
That is natural gas. And there's a theme, radio listeners. It's a supply and demand thing. The efficiency is great, but now you have more peeps that need to have that gas. Less supply, so price goes up, so we need to prepare.
Right, right. And they released natural gas is up 91%.
Wow, that's...
Heating oils up 114%. And this one's just astounding, is propane's up 148%.
Yeah, I thank God that I filled my propane tank. That's 1,100 gallons back in June, because we're energy efficient now in our cabin. Have a Trane unit in there that Dwight bought, and we triple insulated. You just need to take all of those approaches. And the time to do it is now, because it's still taking some time to get it. So if you want something warm by the end of December, I mean, they've got to call you immediately.
They got to call me immediately. And just like you touched on that about, you know, the time is now. If you're dealing with a furnace that's on its last leg, really need to be proactive about it and get that thing replaced and get something. I mean, 80%, I really want to push high efficiency because of these outrageous percentage increases on gases and propane.
Yeah, and it's not just call us, we'll get you a new system. You've got an amazing staff. You guys just came out and serviced mine. I mean, I'm on top of my units enough that every other year is perfect. Your guy's Steve, right?
Yes.
Knows exactly where to go. He's initially next to what he did before. And every time he went to inspect the furnace and found one of those water coolant pumps that was clogged, and he fixed that.
Yeah.
So it's everything. It's the unknown. It's making sure your car doesn't break down on the side of the road, because with this mild fall going into winter, you better believe cold is going to come, and it's going to come in a snap. And Murphy's Law says it happens on Sunday night, so be proactive. It only costs $100, right, for people to get inspection?
$89.
$89, and they don't. There's a lot of people out there, people that have owned HVAC companies that have closed their business, or even some of them that have passed away, that $89 to $150 is just a chance to get into your house to upsell you, and that's not Frankie and Jason and
Ashley,
but your other brother.
Oh, Steve.
And Steve. Yep. I don't want to forget Steve, that this is a family-owned business. Parents have passing the baton on to your generation, but it's about efficiency, efficiency, efficiency.
It is. So, yeah, like you said, you know, education is key. Servicing is absolute key. You want to keep up on your maintenance to keep that furnace going and make sure there's no bumps or bruises inside of it. What we'd like to do and what we'd like to propose at Rocky Mountain Climate is we see the inflation going through the roof at the minute. We would like to propose a 0% 24-month financing on equipment at this time, just to help you guys through that. You know, if money's tight, you know, it costs money to fill up your gas tank a lot right now. So we like to propose that to people.
It takes $100 to fill up my truck. How much does it take to fill up your truck?
I just filled it up in Canyon City. It was $120.
$120. Mine is a 36-gallon tank, and if I can keep it under 100, I'm like doing the happy dance. So we want to do the happy dance for you. Jason, let them know how they can get a hold of you and your team, Frankie and Steve.
They can call the office at 719-629-8686.
And please do it now. I mean, it just took 6 months for me and longer to get my Pella windows. Jason and Rocky Mountain Climate's on top of them. But please, take the time. You can call me or you can call Frankie direct and Ashley at 629-8686. Just get an appointment set up so you can go into the winter strong, proactively, rather than behind. And you know, as radio listeners, I hear the hum of the furnace in my attic and second floor come on from Rocky Mountain Climate. I back them 100%. Steve has crawled into every single one of my crawl spaces. We've got new furnaces over at Pleasant. We're about to do Three Eagles, so tell them one last time, Jason, how do they get a hold of you to get things started?
Call Frankie or Ashley at the office at 719-629-8686.
Okay, and I'll be back right after these messages. No pun intended, but stay warm during the break, and we'll have more of the Jay Garvin Show right after this.
We're so consumed with what we think we're supposed to be that we stop living like we know that we are free.
That's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
I came to get down. I came to get down. So get down to your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. A conversation with you and I today, actually about the backlog blues. And I have a theory about the backlog blues. And what the show is about, I told you in previous segments, is about the efficiency of the economy. No pun intended, because I just had Jason Holmes in here about the efficiency of your unit, of your heating unit, your air conditioned unit, your entire prevention of higher utilities this winter. But for us, it's obvious that inflation is happening to some degree right now. It's obvious that there is a glut or a clog on the supply chain, whether it's oil, whether it's materials, whether it's services, whether it's even employment. But, you know, there's a lot to this. This really was kicked out. I'm looking at Fox News and CNBC and the Gazette, the Wall Street Journal, but everybody knows this third quarter numbers that just closed out was a sucker punch to the gut, where we had gross domestic product grew at a measly 2%, and that was way below the initial estimates. And That's a huge deal because the gross domestic product went down more than 30% going into the pandemic when we had a previous Trump administration. And he said, you know, in the second or third quarter it was of 2020, we would have the most robust recovery ever. And we did, with more than 38% gross domestic product recovery. And then after that, going into the elections, which is the real tail off of the last affected months of the Trump administration, we were back to a 5 and 6% gross domestic product growth. But then the third quarter of this year, which is crucial, this is July, August, and September, it was a fall off that we had not seen really since the Obama administration. And that scares Americans. It scares me. It should scare you. But I'm here to talk about optimism. I focus on real estate. I focus on mortgage. I want you to focus on the financial markets and so forth, because all of these are robust parts of the economy. There's no delay in mortgage. I mean, if we can't answer your questions in a matter of 12 to 24 hours, we know that you're going to go elsewhere. That's the same thing with real estate. It's the same thing with investing. So you just focus on the positive. But what I really want to take away as big thoughts here is just consider all that I'm talking about when I speak of increased prices and delays of things. And you might want to put pause to some of your project until some of these overages, these increased charges, settle down, because they will settle down. And you can call me at 330-1457. You can go to Churchill, Colorado. Just click on the Colorado Springs team, click on my picture, and then click on my calendar and just get a 15-minute meeting like Doug did this week. It's very, very important that you take the time to do that. You can save hundreds or even thousands if you just plan accordingly. And I did a show on what's going to get you the most return on investment for home improvements and so forth. And trust me, I'm stuck in the middle of a major project, almost done, but all the windows, the roof, my gutters, the siding, all of that was replaced on my house. And it's been a 2-year project with a hail claim. And I thank God that it's coming to an end, but it's been really difficult. So I want to hear your story. I want to help you through your questions. And it might be the time to get your finances in order, increase the efficiency of your budget and your monthly living. I've helped so many people do that while rates are still historically low, in the 2% range on 15-year and government products, 3% range in the conventional products. You can get rid of your unsecured debt, definitely your variable debt, meaning debt that's not fixed, like credit cards, like line of equities. All of those are interest rates that shift with the increase of inflation. And just save money every month. Get cash set aside now for budget reserves so you can do your projects when things are affordable. You have the time to interview people. And you also can take the time to take advantage of real estate over the winter. I mean, this is huge. We talk about the backlog blues, but in real estate, we're catching up where there's less people buying. There's a little bit more inventory. We don't have 20,000 and 80,000 over asking offer. Individuals are even getting some proceeds from the seller to offset their closing costs. And here's a big one, folks. This is with the Gazette right here. The knock on the door there, Matt. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
I want to talk to you about this article here where the Gazette reported that Zillow is actually discontinuing their Zillow offers unit. And really, this is the iBuyer. And basically, what it's saying is that over 20 people locally are going to be laid off starting in January 3rd. This is so incredibly huge. And there are a lot of houses in the local market that Zillow just bought, and they're going to dump those houses. Zillow has been an active buyer of homes across Colorado and has nearly 180 homes in the Colorado Springs, Denver, and Fort Collins market. So I'm telling you, the company bought just over 100 homes in El Paso County between late 2019 and all the way through August 20th. So there's 100 homes that they're going to offload, and there's only 1,000 homes on the entire market right now. So you've got 10% of the market holding if they go to market on these from one source. And that's a great thing. As you know, I believe in supply and demand. People have asked me, hey, Jay, all these houses are going to go into foreclosure because the moratorium came off the mortgage and rent and all of that. And I'm like, hogwash. It takes weeks and sometimes months, sometimes even years for those houses to drip onto the market. But not this. These iBuyer homes are going to be here by January or February. So you've got to get ready now. So the concept I share about buy now, retire later, the concept that I share about the three little houses and get into investment property. In fact, I just had an invitation only investment property class for just four couples. And it was life-changing. I know it was for me. So you have to really want to work with Churchill. You want to work with me. You want to get into the investment property or even the purchase world where, well, Jay, I know I want to buy a new home, but I want to understand what to do with the one I have. You call me at 330-1457 if you want to be invited to a invitation-only, small environment, four couples or less, six individuals or less, at 330-1457, and then we'll have a conversation to see if we can get together in December or early January. Now, I want to circle around one more time with the backlog blues and my theory. See, Zillow selling homes is not a theory. My backlog blues about exactly why there is supply chains being blocked, products not being available. There's some suggestions, but there's no crystal ball on that. But I can tell you this, the optimistic part of my heart and my existence is that the majority of this servicing and product delivery situation is from the positive side that we just have so much demand of millennials coming of age. And I really want to get into this. I call this demographics. If you look at any chart, and I've got one up right now as we speak here, you can look up this stuff yourself. All you have to do is look it up. If you go and just Google 2012 population year of birth, it's a fact that baby boomers, as defined by people born from 1946 to 1964, that generation is about 76 to 78 million people. That's been defined. It's the most crisp generation and definition, because we know when the baby boom started, immediately after World War II. You can even question when it ended. They say it ended in 1964, you know, 19 years, but there's 76 to 78 million people there. It's pretty simple. Half of that generation was like below 4 million babies born a year, and the other half was well above in a bell curve. But you look at my generation from 1965 to 1979, it's a fact. Go look at the birth. You can't erase or create these birth numbers. Over 15 years, about 3.9 million babies born, that it's somewhere between 58 million babies, but as low as 48 million babies, and that's considerably less. But what I want to talk about today is the millennials from 1980 to 2000. There's over 4.2 million babies born over 20 years. That generation is 86 million strong, and they're all turning 40 years old this year, my friends. Doesn't matter what happened with COVID, we've got more mouths to feed. And the only leap of faith you have to make in hearing my conversation is that a majority of a nation's economy is driven off of people that are 40 to 60 years old. It's simple. I mean, in your teens, you're just trying to figure out your body parts. When you're 20, you're just spinning around trying to figure out your life. By your 30s and 40s, 30 years old, you're starting to figure out your relationships, your careers. But by 40, you got it together. And by 50, you're humming. But by 60, folks, you're tired when you wake up in the morning. I tell people that. I'm 50 years old. I can think faster than any 40-year-old I've ever met, but I can run a heck of a lot faster than people that are 60. So if you buy that precedent, we've got the millennials that are turning 40 right now and the largest force in the history of the world. How are you going to take advantage of that? How are you going to take advantage of that regardless of the backlog blues? I want to help you solve that. So don't go anywhere. You call me at 719-330-1457. It's how I'm going to finish up my show today in a positive note of how you can take advantage of real estate now. your mortgage, your financing, your budget now. And don't worry about how long it takes a window to get to your house or whether you've got a teddy bear for Christmas. Let's focus on the big stuff together. Visit Churchill, Colorado during the break or call me at 330-1457. Jay Garvin's back to wrap up the show after these messages.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
We're working hard to get ahead, trying to make a dollar to keep the family fed.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, finishing up my show today, my conversation with you about the backlog blues. But more importantly, I want to focus this segment on the millennial surge. Call me, please, at 719-330-1457. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. But more importantly, I want to help you navigate the backlog blues or the millennial surge. I talked before the break about how supply chains and COVID and all of that are slowing down and ports are closed, but things are just as busy and heating up because we have so many consumers coming to market. And I talked about how the baby boomers were 76 million strong. And to show you in a crystal clear picture, what has happened is this. If you simply take, and this stuff is true that you can just look it up, you go ahead and look at a baby boomer that is born from 1946 to 1964. If you look at some of their biggest birth years, you start to see in 1954, you've got one of the biggest birth years. And all the way to 1964, for the first time in the history of the United States, there's like 4 million babies being born. This is what a boom is. And if you take the median age for purchase, your first new home, which is 34 years old, if you just take 1954 plus 34 years, folks, that's 1988. That keeps going to 1990. Then you go to 1992. There's still more than 4 million babies that were born 34 years ago. And you look at real estate from 1988 to like 1998, there was 10 years where there was extra consumers. Not a lot, just 200,000 to a half a million extra births, but across the whole country, that's earth-shattering. Well, that's where we are today. I called the Great Recession because there's only 48, maybe 58 million of me Gen Xers, and I said from 2006 to 2016, as my generation went into our 40s, there wasn't enough people to buy what the baby boomers were selling. It's simple. There weren't enough Gen Xers flying airplanes to keep the airline companies in business. That's why Southwest and Spirit and Frontier and all of these cropped up, because it was like flying has to be cheaper because there's not the volume. Same thing with automobiles. There weren't enough people to buy automobiles, and it's simple supply and demand. That's why I sold all my homes, because I knew there wasn't going to be enough people to buy them during the Great Recession, so I just got rid of them while the going was good. But now here we are. Let's not talk about the backlog blues. Let's talk about this surge of consumption that's coming, where the first millennial born in 1980 or 81 is now coming of age at 40 years old. They're going into their prime consuming years. COVID can't slow that down. The Biden administration can't slow that down. That's why you get a governor or a president just putting their pulse on the complete powerhouse of American ingenuity in the economy, and it's just going to roar. That's what the previous administration did. But now here's the big thing. In a bell curve visual in front of your eyes, 1989 birth year, 1990, 91, and 1992 was the first time in 30 years that the millennials went over 4 million and even 4.5 million births. So now you just fast forward another 34 years. These are your first-time home buyers. And if you take 1989 plus 34, that's 2023, my friend. People who say, Jay, is the market going to correct? Do we have a bubble on the real estate market? No. And if someone says we do, ask them to articulate, because I just did. I'm telling you, regardless of what administration, 2023, 2024, 25, and 2026 are going to be some of the biggest purchase years in this country since the 90s, period. That's a fact. I mean, COVID shows the worst pandemic in 100 years couldn't even slow that down. You should take a look at that. People saying, oh, I think we're going to have a glut of foreclosures and stuff. Fantastic. Show me the numbers, because these are actuary numbers. There's more physical human beings that were born 1989 through 1993. And the fact of the matter is Americans on average buy houses at 34 years old, period. The decision is not to buy a house when you get your degree or even when you get married. It's when you have a child. When you have a child, that's one of the most significant indicators that you're going to be a homeowner soon. I see it every day in mortgage. I've seen it 16,000 times. You just don't swim in the numbers like me. So what in the world do you do? What does that mean to you? What it means is a surge is coming. See, the stock market is like a bubble. Even the question is naive. Hey, is there a bubble in the real estate market and is it going to pop? No. The real estate market is not like a bubble in the stock market. See, the stock market is nationwide and it's one big bubble. When the Dow Jones pops and the other markets follow after it, it's one big bubble and it pops. But real estate's like bubble wrap. Each individual community is its own little bubble. You can have Peoria, Illinois go off the cliff because they've got lousy economics and politics in that state, and it's a miserable place to live in the winter, where there are cities where house prices are physically going down in Illinois. And they should be, just like in Detroit. It's a poor place to do business. That's just reality. It's even a worse place to live politically because of the cost of taxes and the lack of opportunity. But Colorado Springs is a whole different animal. We're on fire. We have a lot of people interested in this place, and we need to focus on infrastructure and planned expansion. I just experienced that firsthand with the townhome project I completed. But there's cities in California where houses literally are selling less than they did last year. That's bubble wrap, where one community is popping, but then San Francisco continues to explode. Why? Because there's so much job opportunity there. In Colorado Springs, you can say what you want, but it's got the aesthetic place to live. It's on the Front Range. We've got the military. We've got the Air Force. We've got the Army. We've got the Olympic Center. We've got the cybersecurity, all of that. But now, cybersecurity, that's jobs. Amazon building one of their largest regional centers, period, is jobs. I'd like to see some more high-quality jobs like Intel that we lost to New Mexico. But when those come, people being able to telecommute, the gap being complete between Colorado Springs and Denver, all of those things will keep us on the map. But what in the world do you do with this? First, you call me. I mean, my conversation last week on the radio about residual income and rental real estate income is still live and vibrant. You still can get a great investment property in this town for $300,000. You can still get 25, 30% ROI on your down payment. I mean, do you understand how that works? If you take $100,000 in the market and you make 10%, good luck with that, but you make 10%. You turn your $100,000 into $110,000. But if you take that same money invested in real estate, take $100,000 and buy a $300,000 house, you're putting 30% down. But then that investment increases 10%. See, last year, real estate here increased 20%, but I'm just going to say 10%. You buy a $300,000 house and your investment increases 10%. Your house goes from $300,000 to $330,000. But your investment was only $100,000, and you just turned $100,000 into $130,000 in 1 year. That's 30% ROI in 1 year. Try to get that in the market. And our median price now is $450,000. It's going to be $550,000 before 2025. Write that in stone. And by 2031, your house right now, your $450,000 house, is going to be well over a $650,000 house. Do the math on that return on investment. And now, to add more excitement to the conversation, the best months to buy houses in this millennial surge is November through February, when everybody else is sleeping in the market. I don't tell my buyers, especially my investment buyers, oh, let's go buy in March, April, May, and June, when all the millennials and all the baby boomers are heightened for their interests and they're streaming the market that's driving the price up. No, don't go to Walmart on a Saturday morning. Go on a Tuesday evening where I can help you get a pocket listing and a deal. And that's the biggest takeaway, that you need to call me, set up a 15-minute appointment to talk through these subjects of how you can take advantage of the millennial surge and the backlog blues. 330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not the houses, not the millennial surge, just your loved ones. And if you've not found your passion and your calling, pray to God that He deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener. People that I would serve. So you just need to call 719-330-1457. I want to earn your friendship and help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. You can also visit ChurchillColorado.com. Click on the Colorado Springs team, click on my picture, and set up a calendar appointment for 15 minutes. Doug and Bruce and Alex did it all last week. Have a great week, and remember to tell a veteran thank you for serving. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I got the blues. Got those inflation blues.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Got those inflation blues.